So the kingdom of heaven, like a wedding feast, is an understatement. What heaven will be like, what heaven will be like, Jesus did not try to describe it. But we're all called to go there, and what do? Jesus calls us to the wedding feast of his son. We are to be married to Jesus, so to speak. We are going to our own wedding. We, the church, are going to this wedding, and we're called to this. And what? How do we respond? Do we ignore it? Do we go to our distractions? Do we go to our work? Do we forget about it? Or do we even resort to violence to those who are telling us about the kingdom of God, telling us about the life of Christianity? We're called to be Christians, to be a Christian. To get this to this wedding feast, we have to be Christian, to be a Christian. And to be a Christian means a lot of things, means a lot of things. So G.K. Chesterton says Christianity is a life that is found difficult and left untried. Many people find Christianity difficult, and so they leave it alone. They don't bother with it. To be a Christian means a lot of things. Means to live a life of virtue. Means to give up a life of vice. To live a life of virtue, to conquer yourself. To do all kinds of good things. To strive to overcome all your faults. To strive to acquire all the virtues. And it's a very complex thing. The life of Christian, to be a true Christian, a deep blue, true deep Christian, is a lot of work, and it's complicated. You can read all kinds of books on how to live the Christian virtue and to grow in prayer and grow in wisdom, and there's a lot of things to learn. And it's an adventure, really. It's an adventure. And God takes us where we're at. He's not going to make us, we have to be scientists in Christianity to get to heaven. It's not that way. But there's a lot to learn, and the never-ending learning. And so it is truly a real adventure. But we're called to embark on this, to embark on this journey of Christianity, which is, as a beginning and never an end, always going higher and higher in the heights of holiness. And if we stop the journey, we lose the wedding feast. We always have to be on this journey, higher and higher and higher, growing more and more in virtue, growing to love God more and more, and shedding all the vices that we have, shedding them daily, daily, more and more, shedding all our vices. So it's a lot of work. It's, you could call it difficult, but what else can you do? What else do you do? If you don't live the life of Christianity, you fall into the flesh, you fall into the world, you sink deeper and deeper into sin and the mire and unhappiness, and live a bad life and make a mess of your life and make a mess of the world and make a mess of everyone around you. Take your choice. It's in our favor to live the life of Christianity, to live it to the full, to live it to the full, to strive to be saints, not just to get to the wedding feast, not just to get to heaven, but to get there in spades, to live life to the full, to become a great saint, but you know, mostly to love God with all our heart, to do as much as we can for God. To do as much as we can for God, it's worth it, and He has the prize. He has a prize that's beyond our dreams, even though He doesn't tell us what it is. Doesn't tell us much. It's a wedding feast. You be with the angels and saints, you'll be with me, and it's going to be a huge surprise, a huge, huge, huge surprise to get to heaven. And behind that curtain is worth worth selling everything, worth living life to the full, worth living Christianity to the full. So let us learn. Let us learn what it is to be a good Christian, to be. Study the gospel. Study everything Jesus says. Study the teachings of the saints. Pick up the books, not necessarily the books on theology, but the books on how to be a better Christian. It's worth it, and it will make our life full.